But the main driver that I see that's going to change the shape of banking as we know it will be ICT. The future of banking for me is mobile. So mobile banking, mobile payments, mobile transactions, that is the bank of the future. But the bank of the future may not even be a bank, because you have many things that are enabled by technology. As I said earlier, at the core of the banking, you find this intermediating role, matching borrowers with lenders. You know what they used to say about bankers? All you had to do is to master the number three. You borrow money at 3%, you slap a margin of 3% and own lend it at 6%, and at 3 p.m., you are on the golf course. So that kind of banking is going to change forever, because almost everybody will become a banker. That's happening already in some parts of the world. If you want to borrow money, you don't just need to go to a bank anymore. You have peer-to-peer lending platforms, IT enabled again. So matching borrowers with lenders is taken over by non-banks. Already as it is, the dividing line between what is a bank and what is not a bank is getting fuzzy. With technology advancing in the payment space and changing the relationship between borrower and lender, and banks becoming non-physical, I see much more competition for banks for their business. So the kind of quasi-monopoly, for example, in Mauritius for a long time that banks enjoyed, and which is true in many other countries, the heavy barriers to entry, all these are going to disappear. The most lucrative parts of your business are those that are most likely to suffer from competition from ICT-enabled non-banks.